From the automotive capital of the world, welcome to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
When I come up to a stop, if I use a brake and stop, then when I let off the brake to go, it jerks.
Problems with your car, truck, motorcycle, minivan, or RV? The solution is just a phone call away. 1-800-859-0957. That's 1-800-859-0957.
I put new front rotors, and when I turn left or right with my foot on the brake, I get a pulsation of the ABS.
And remember, The Car Show is designed for everyone, whether you do your own work, take your car to the dealership, or to the independent service center of your choice.
When it's cold and I start to move, it like the transmission slips and then it catches. What's the answer for that, guys?
Your calls and more when The Car Show returns.
This week's Talking Batteries is brought to you by Clarios. Think your battery's failing? Well, don't get stuck somewhere. There are quick and easy ways to test your battery's strength and catch problems before they leave you stranded. There are some simple DIY battery care tips that can dramatically increase your battery's lifespan, and you can do them yourself. No mechanic required. Remember, it's heat and vibration that kill a battery, but you don't realize it until it gets cold. You can learn how to make sure your battery is ready for the extreme heat and the extreme cold and keep you starting strong all year long. Are you going to give your vehicle a little break? There are some great ways to store your battery so when you're ready to drive again, it will be too. All these tips and more are all right there at autobatteries.com, powered by Clarios, of course. Battery testing, battery maintenance, jump starting, replacing batteries. It's all right there with helpful how-to videos to let you see the job before you dive in. We use it all the time, and you're going to love it, too. It's autobatteries.com.
This is The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It is. You can reach us, as always, via email, thecarshowdetroit@gmail.com, thecarshowdetroit@gmail.com. We will answer your questions. We are going to be recording, going forward, we're going to be recording every Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock. So if you'd like to call us live, you can do that too. Our new number, get a pencil. I want to write this down. 866-365-7746. 866-365-7746 is the new number to reach Dan so he can answer all your car care questions still. That's why we're here. I want to remind you that The Car Show is brought to you in part by MotoRed, leading the way in emerging technologies for advanced thermal and engine management solutions. The MotoRed name is synonymous with quality and reliability, comprehensive coverage of vehicle models, and exceptional customer service. You can learn more at motorad.com. We are joined, as we always are at this time, by world-class technician Dan Petras. How are you this fine day, Mr. Petras?
Oh, just wonderful. And I have to say it again, you always look so refreshed. Whatever you're taking, I need to take it.
Whatever I'm taking, I need to take it. It has been a long week, but you know, I think all weeks are long weeks. I think everybody has the same thing. I'm not going to complain about how long my week is because I think everybody, especially this time of year when you're getting to the end of the year and everybody's trying to wrap stuff up, it's chaotic for a lot of people.
Oh, very, very. Even to the point that chaotic is one thing with your life, another thing is with the traffic.
Absolutely, yes. I will say this, and I'm going to call myself out here a little bit. A lot of cursing going on in my car in the traffic.
Luckily, you're by yourself.
I am all by myself, but there's still a lot of cursing going on. A lot of lecturing of other drivers that they don't hear. I feel like I could teach a lot of people a lot of good practices, but I'm locked in my car driving in traffic.
Well, and you know, and Brian, I know why you tinted your windows now.
So. Yes. The fist shaking. Nobody gets to see that but my wife. What's been going on in the shop for you this week? Anything good?
Well, you know, you made a mention a moment ago about motor rad. Yep. Something that we have to remind people about is their cooling system. You know, a lot of the extended life coolants will last for 5 years or 150,000 miles. And more, you know, a lot of my customers' vehicles have 70 or 80,000 miles. And, you know, and they're 7 and 8 years old. So we forget about maintaining our coolant system because of the extended life coolants. But luckily, you know, I had a 2017 Dodge Journey in the shop with a 3.6, and my customer brought it in for a check engine light that was illuminated. And believe it or not, the computer monitors and actually will give you a warning when your coolant temperature is below threshold. In other words, the thermostat is not closed long enough, or maybe it's partially stuck open where the computer monitors that it didn't reach that operating temperature. And sadly enough, when we have a thermostat that fails, the cooling system is running cooler, and it's bad for the environment because of tailpipe emissions, but also it's going to lower your fuel economy. So today, not today, but yesterday on that Dodge Journey, what I ended up doing is a cooling system flush, replacing the thermostat and housing, which is a motor rad component. It's a complete assembly. And of course, using Peak Coolant with their OAT technology. And of course, on that vehicle, it's by color. The color of this Chrysler and Dodge product uses the orange color coolant. And that makes it easy, because what we got to remember is cross-contaminating coolant is not good. So we always want to go by, you know, the manufacturer's recommendation. And I know we have, you know, European coolants and Asian coolants. And, you know, we all heard about the Dexcool coolants for General Motors. And, you know, the Peak makes it very easy and simple by having everything color coded, and in fact it's pre-mixed and ready to go, so there's no guess, you know, there's no guesswork involved.
And is that I'm sure if I go into the auto parts store, they can help me figure that out, but will it be in my owner's manual? Will it tell me color?
Yeah. Your owner's manual will tell you what to use with the manufacturer specification, but easily enough too, the way Peak has everything in the store, when you walk in, it'll be stated, you know, American cars, European cars, and then the American cars will give color. And it, you know, like for your vehicle, of course, is still Dexcool, which is like pinkish, you know, pinkish color. And that makes it easy for the consumer if you're a do-it-yourselfer. So,
again, if you just got a little bit of a leak and you've added K-Seal to it and you want to add, you know, top off your coolant, you know what color to add. Yeah.
And I always recommend too, if you do have an older car, or if you do have a coolant leak, it's always not a bad idea to, you know, fill it up after you're done doing the K-Seal and adding the right appropriate color coolant, to the next morning, mark it. Take a black marker and mark it where the cold level is. And then that way you can, on your own, maybe once a week, monitor the cooling system to see if that leak has stopped, where it's retaining the proper coolant level. Because we always want to check our coolant level when the vehicle is cold. And 99% of the vehicles out there today will have a reservoir that's clear, where, you know, you're going to show a min and a max, where at least when you are trying to make sure that your leak is fixed after using the K-Seal, you mark it and always check it, you know, of course, in the morning when it's cold. And it's a visual thing. You know, you don't have to do anything but lift the hood and take a peek to see where that level is in reference to the mark you made on that container.
Excellent. Excellent. Good advice, Dan. Let me, we'll go to a break here. You can email us, thecarshowdetroit@gmail.com, thecarshowdetroit@gmail.com. We will respond to your emails. We will do our best to respond through email. Otherwise, we will answer them right here live on the air as we go to the show. We'll be right back right after this, The Car Show. The Car Show is brought to you in part by K-Seal Ultimate. Featuring 33% more sealing power, K-Seal Ultimate has been used to repair a porous block on a 1913 Type 22 Bugatti worth $2 million. K-Seal Ultimate is available nationwide at Walmart. You can learn more at kseal.com. And remember, you don't just seal it, you K-Seal it. And by non-chlorinated CRC Brake Clean, featuring a powerful formula that cleans and dries faster than ever, requiring less product to remove dirt and grime for brake system components. You can learn more at crcindustries.com. Rush ruins vehicles, furniture, tools, toys, everything. But Blaster knows how to stop rust, even prevent rust. PB Blaster is the number one product to break free rusted or stuck parts. It breaks up rust and leaves a protective film to prevent it from ever happening again. Blaster Surface Shield Rust Protectant helps stop rust from ever forming in the first place. Blaster knows rust. Get to know Blaster products at a home, auto, or hardware store near you, and remember to work it like a pro. Don't let your vehicle fail emissions. Be proactive and use CRC G2P. CRC Guaranteed to Pass Emissions System Cleaner features an advanced detergent formula that removes harmful deposits from fuel system components, including injectors, intake valves, combustion chambers, and more. It actually increases acceleration response time. Guaranteed to Pass will reduce emissions like carbon monoxide, hydrocarbons, and nitrogen oxide. It will also clear emissions-related check engine light codes and even improve your fuel economy. Drive to crcg2p.com for more information. Diesel owners know if you take care of your engine, it's going to return the favor. Hotshot Secret formulates additives to help prevent problems and to boost performance. Diesel Extreme cleans injector deposits while EDT increases fuel economy by up to 7.3%. Scientifically proven by third-party testing. Add Hotshot Secret at your next fill-up to get the most out of your diesel. Hotshot Secret products are available nationwide at AutoZone, Advanced Auto Parts, Walmart, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and online at HotshotSecret.com.
And now back to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It is. You can join us here. You can email us, thecarshowdetroit@gmail.com. thecarshowdetroit@gmail.com. I want to remind you quickly that The Car Show is brought to you in part by the Dorman Training Center. Whether you're advancing your career or simply seeking a better understanding of auto parts, Dorman Training Center is your aftermarket source for continuing automotive education. Head over to dormanproducts.com to check out the latest online and in-person classes. Let's do a couple of emails here, Dan. There's one here that I'm trying not to take personally, but I guess I kind of have to. It's from Rick. And he says, good morning, Dan. He listens to the program. He's a 74-year-old Jeep retiree. He's not a mechanic, he says, but he's worked around under in vehicles for like 36 and a half years. So okay. He knows more than I do. He said, right. On the last couple of programs, Brian has made the claim that by adding a fuel additive, instead of a tank of gas, he's only used about a half a tank. He goes, I know they're a sponsor, but I think you should rein him in on this claim. If not on the air, then after the program. He said, you're the professional, which is true. And you have to know that this isn't possible without many, many other factors involved. And then very, very doubtful to be the result of adding this product. Well, I would just say to Rick, this did happen to me. I was probably to a quarter of a tank of gas. Added the Hotshot Secret Gasoline Extreme, filled the tank up. Now I do a lot of driving. I'm driving every day at least like 20 minutes back and 20 minutes one way to work. And then I do a lot of running on the road. I did see an extreme increase in my miles per gallon. It was to the point where I was floored how good the miles per gallon were. Now, I'm not saying it was all the gasoline extreme, but it's the only thing I did different. The only thing I did.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, having the opportunity to work in testing laboratories, working right. with different suppliers that supplied the additives for gasoline and also for a lot of the cleaners like Hotshot's Gasoline Extreme, using different equipment such as borescopes and looking at before and after and looking at injector spray patterns, we have to remember that the fuels today have drastically changed because of ethanol is being used. And ethanol is good for the environment, but you know, believe it or not, it can dirty up a lot of things. And a lot of it would be the way the intake valves end up with deposits. And also when we look at fuel injectors, a lot of them, you know, I don't want to call them self-cleaning, but will have a better spray to them than most.
Yeah.
But what happens over time, instead of your fuel injector spraying and atomizing the fuel, it may squirt, it may do different things. So the part of this is when you do a cleaning, and especially using the Gasoline Extreme from Hotshot Secret, mm-hmm. we have to remember that, you know, the chemistry today has really changed. And because of the chemistry and the concentration of the fuel system cleaner, it does make a difference. In fact, working in that testing laboratory, we would actually take things apart or use borescopes and actually look and see, even in a short time, even we'll say running 10 gallons of fuel through your system,
right,
with the concentrated cleaner, the fuel system cleaner, it does make a difference. I had a diesel vehicle that I used the Hotshot Secret, the Winter Defense, the mm-hmm. Daily Fuel Booster with also a cleaner. And this was on a Mercedes ML350. It was a Blue Tech. It was a diesel. And his fuel economy went from 19 in the city to up to 24, 25. And the fuel economy on the road went up to as high as 38 miles per gallon. And that was after, you know, a complete tank. And think about it though, too, you know, he had a 20 gallon tank. It took a little bit of time, but he almost said it was an instant change that he noticed. And I didn't do yeah. anything any different except for, you know, using the proper stiction eliminator and the friction reducers yeah. and everyday diesel treatment in his vehicle. And he's hooked right now. And of course, this is something that you have to do every tank full. You know, especially with the Gasoline Extreme, I mean, because it is highly concentrated,
yeah.
you may want to do that, you know, maybe every 3,000 to 5,000 miles, but it pays for itself in the long run.
Yeah. And I mean, I understand what Rick is saying here. It seems so impossible. And that's why I wanted to say it on the air, because I felt it was kind of impossible too, except seeing it happen. You know what I mean? If somebody had told me that had happened, I would have probably had the same reaction as Rick. It's like, well, what else is going on? But I'm telling you, all I did was pour this in my tank, the Gasoline Extreme. I filled the tank up, and then I drove. And I was floored with how much better my miles per gallon were. It wasn't an exaggeration. And I didn't do the calculation. I probably should have, but I didn't, because I was so, you know, I'm running back and forth to work all the time. And math is not my strong suit.
Right. Well, so, what we have to, Brian, but there's many different factors too. You know, it's outside temperature makes right. a difference in fuel economy.
Sure.
Tire pressure, believe it or not, even your alignment of the vehicle, if your alignment's off, you can have a reduction in fuel economy. So there's many other factors that you have to take a look at.
Right. And I wasn't trying to claim, if that's what Rick thought, that everyone would have this remarkable, you know, surge in their miles per gallon. That wasn't what I was trying to imply. What I was saying was, if it did this for me, what can it do for somebody like you, Dan, who really maintains the car to a turn? You got it down. How's that going to affect you? That's really going to work for you. And if you're maintaining your car properly, you know, it's going to do probably more for you than it did for me, because all I did was pour it in and drive.
Well, and the thing out there, whether you have a diesel engine or whether it's gasoline, yeah. I highly recommend. And if it's been a while, there's so many people out there that, you know, have vehicles with 20 or 30,000 miles that really haven't done anything. You know, start using, if you want to prolong everything, start using Hotshot Secret, you know, whether it's their friction reducer or their stiction eliminator in the oil or even their diesel extreme, you know. For the Gasoline Extreme, I highly recommend it. And again, you don't have to do it every time, but it will save you money in the long run.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And like I said, I wasn't trying to pitch it that everybody was going to do this. I wanted people to know what it did for me, because I felt like that was the better way to deal with it, not just, you know, tell everybody, oh my God, this is going to, your miles will increase. Well, I don't know that that's true. Mine did. Yours is clearly going to vary depending on the car, the temperature, and all the different things. So I'm sorry, Rick, if I hurt your feelings or offended you. And Dan, and quoted in here, Dan is the professional. And I do believe if I had said that on the air, Dan would have corrected me immediately and said, wait a minute, Brian, you know,
well, I remember when you said that, but I know how you are, Brian. You know, is that glass half empty or half full? I know how you are.
And that's true. I do. I'm trying to be kind of an optimist. I'm trying to be better about that, except when I'm driving and yelling at people. So, but I stick by what I said, and I feel like if it had been way too extreme, you might have jumped in and said, "Are you sure about this, Brian? I'm not sure that this is, you know."
Well, Brian, what I look at is this. With everything today, with chemistry has changed so much. And there's a lot of money that's spent on, these people that, with the products, they would not advertise this if it wasn't true. I mean,
right.
But bottom line is, it's worth doing it. It's worth to maintain your vehicle. Across the board, it's going to save you money, whether it's fuel economy and even to the point of even the oil additives and supplements that you can use in the crankcase and transmission. So many different times we hear about the 100,000 mile, you don't have to change your transmission oil for 100,000 miles. Well, it all varies upon your driving habits and what you do. In fact, breaking it down, I mean, I have currently a 2016 Ford Focus with only 59,000 miles, and it has the dual clutch style transmission, and it's the same thing. I've serviced this twice, and because of the type of driving she does, that oil is black when you change it. So it's well worth, maintaining your vehicle and of course using the right supplements and additives as you go along.
Right. We are The Car Show, thecarshowdetroit@gmail.com. Get you into us, and we will answer your question live on the air. This week's Talking Batteries is brought to you by Clarios. Think your battery's failing? Well, don't get stuck somewhere. There are quick and easy ways to test your battery's strength and catch problems before they leave you stranded. There are some simple DIY battery care tips that can dramatically increase your battery's lifespan, and you can do them yourself. No mechanic required. Remember, it's heat and vibration that kill a battery, but you don't realize it until it gets cold. You can learn how to make sure your battery is ready for the extreme heat and the extreme cold and keep you starting strong all year long. Are you going to give your vehicle a little break? There are some great ways to store your battery so when you're ready to drive again, it will be too. All these tips and more are all right there at autobatteries.com, powered by Clarios, of course. Battery testing, battery maintenance, jump starting, replacing batteries, it's all right there with helpful how-to videos to let you see the job before you dive in. We use it all the time, and you're going to love it too. It's autobatteries.com.
Car Show continues with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It does. You can reach out to us at thecarshowdetroit@gmail.com. We tape the show every Thursday after 4 o'clock. You want to call us? That number is new, so get your pencil, 866-365-7746. 866-365-7746 gets you through to us. And Dan will answer all your questions. I will sit here quietly and mind my business, as I do.
No, you don't, Brian.
I do stick my nose in where it doesn't belong. Many times. We got a question here from John. He's got a Honda CR-V, doesn't tell me what year, and it's got 162,000 miles on it. He says, could you ask Dan if there's an alternative to having the oil pan gasket replaced? He says it has a minor leak, and they told him at the shop the fix would cost over $800. So he's only seen a few spots on the driveway, and he also puts motor coat in it to help that. He said, would the motor coat help revive the gasket, and is there anything else he could do?
Okay. Well, just like any type of situation where we see oil on a drive, I call it this. There's a difference between leakage and seepage.
Yeah.
And of course, he is seeing it on a drive, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's the oil pan gasket. But we'll start off with the simple things, what you can do. And that would be to try to retorque or retighten the pan bolts. So many times, technicians will look at that and say, oh, no, the pan gasket's leaking. Well, go that extra mile and make sure that all the bolts are securely tightened down. Okay. The other situation, too, is it may not even necessarily be the oil pan, but it could be coming from the rear main seal. which is real close to the oil pan, and he can end up getting a few spots out of that. So I would recommend buying an additive for the crankcase. There's many good ones out there that you can use that you can add to the oil. And what it'll do is it'll take hardened seals and it'll try to rejuvenate that rubber a little bit. It kind of like will swell it up, and that may do it. But overall, there really, if it's a gasket itself that is leaking, there is no sealer that would work for that whatsoever. But let's go back to the basics. I would recommend another simple thing to do too, if you're a little handy, but of course, in this case, you have to see it from the bottom. You can purchase an ultraviolet dye that you can add to the crankcase. And then, you know, give it a week or so. And it is, in many cases, you don't need the black light to look at it. You will actually, it'll be a like a real bright greenish type color.
Yep.
That if you see it above the oil pan on the backside and the front, we know, well, you know, gravity takes over. What's going to happen when you have an oil leak? It's going to go down. You could use the ultraviolet dye. And just to verify for sure that it is not higher up, because so many times we can have an oil leak, whether it's from an oil pressure sender or something else in that area. It could even be a valve cover gasket that may be seeping a little bit and puddling down on the backside where you don't see it. So I always like, especially when it's going to be an $800 repair.
Yeah.
Looking at it is one thing. Verifying it with a dye is another.
Yeah. So, I didn't know you could buy that dye yourself.
Yeah,
How much do you need to add to
it? Well, you'll buy it. It'll be it'll treat 5 quarts of oil. It's one little bottle, and it's very, very highly concentrated.
Oh, okay.
And of course, you would pour that in where you add your engine oil. And I mean, it's great, great stuff. And of course, you don't want to do it if you've got 5,000 miles on your oil change. You want to do it on relatively clean oil. But it's a, been out for years. It's a great product. Can buy it for engine oil or your cooling system. And, you know, so many times oil leaks and even coolant leaks, the way these engines are stuffed into vehicles are very difficult to actually try to find that leak. But at least if by using the dye, you'll have a concentration of that ultraviolet greenish look in that one area. And that's going to tell you for sure where it's at.
Yeah. And that leads you to where the trouble is so that you don't need to.
Yes.
Yeah. That's perfect. That's a good idea. I didn't know you could buy that stuff. I thought a shop had to do that.
Yeah. Pretty much all your automotive parts stores, your favorite parts store will, have that on the shelf.
That's kind of cool. Okay. I got another one here. Wayne, he doesn't tell me what kind of car it is. He just says it's got 169,000 miles on it, but I don't think that, well, it might pertain a little bit. Is there a way to tighten down the wiper arms? He goes, every time he replaces his front wiper blades, he doesn't get a clean wipe. His water streaks are always consistent. And he wants to know, does he need to tighten the wiper blade, the wiper arms? And is there a way to do that?
Well, it's a couple things we want to take in mind. Okay, first thing that we forget about a little bit is the windshield totally clean? You've seen it, Brian. I have driving on the road, and if it's the first rain and all of a sudden you turn your wipers on, you see bluish type streaking that comes across. Well, you can have a buildup of this and not even really know it. So if you're starting off with new wiper blades and they're new, I always try to start off with a little bit of alcohol and to wipe the rubber element back and forth. And then you can purchase a non-scratching cleanser that you can actually take. And what you do is you make a paste out of it and you literally scrub your windshield and then scrub and rinse. And that way you're assured that that windshield is clean. Now, how do I know this? Again, I was in a testing laboratory where we actually did wiper blade testing using, an air tunnel and wind lift testing. And that would be one of the first things that we would do when we were doing a test is we would clean that windshield first to make sure that, we're starting off with a good baseline. The second thing is that, if it's an older car, and I know he didn't tell us a year, make, and model, the spring inside the wiper arm itself can become weakened over time. So it could be a bad or weak spring. The other issue would be There's always good, better, and best in wiper blades. Today, we have a lot of wiper blades out there. They're called the beam style blade. So in other words, when you would pull them out of the package, they would have a natural curve to them, like a boomerang. That would actually push up against the windshield because that beam wiper blade has a spring in it to push it down on the windshield. So if he has a vehicle that should have a beam style blade, and he didn't want to spend the money for a beam style blade, and he went to a conventional wiper blade where they would have the four pivot points, that also could create a problem on how the wiper blade would wipe. So, you know, spring tension, again, on the wiper arm itself, where you can buy replacement arms. And there's actually a test that you can do on that to make sure that you do have enough pressure. And that would be, you know, lifting it up and see how much tension is there and compare left and right, compare both sides. You could see which one would be weak or not, but that's issue one. The type of blade you're using, the cleanliness, you know, all of this is very important when you're having a situation where they're not wiping properly. And 9 out of 10 times, Brian, and you've seen it, it's always because there's a residue on the windshield.
Yes. And they're not a sponsor, but I learned this from you and I learned this from Roger years and years ago. It's a product called Barkeeper's Friend. And I found it, I used it, I did it not long ago, within the past couple of months. You don't even need to make a paste out of it anymore. It's a liquid already. It's a liquid product. So I just took it out, got out my rag, sprayed it on the windshield, and scrubbed. And night and day difference. Because if you run your hand over your windshield, you can sometimes feel like pebbling on the windshield that you can't see.
Right. And then the other, if you cannot find that particular item, there's also Bonami, which is sold just about in every grocery store. A gold can, and it's got a little chick on it. And it says it's never scratched glass yet. So, you know, that would be another alternative and another option if you can't find a Barkeeper's Friend.
Yep. And it does. Both those products will clean that off. And you clean that off and then you clean off the windshield blade. I learned this the hard way by I didn't clean the blade off, put the blade on, and didn't realize there's a plastic cover over the edge of that blade.
Oh, yeah, when you get...
And I drove quite a while with the plastic cover on my thing, not knowing why my wiper blades aren't cleaning. But I also bought cheaper blades, and there's a difference. I replaced my blades with the Peak blades, and it's a little bit more money, not a ton more money, a little bit more money. And I'm going to tell you, between cleaning the thing and the Peak blades... It's a night and day difference. No streaking now. I can see things. It's crazy. I'm seeing things while I drive, Dan.
Oh, that's great. Hey, well, like I said, you know, forget about cleaning the front windshield. You want to clean the back because you don't want to see where you're going. You want to see where you've been.
That's true. It's more interesting seeing where I've been. I've enjoyed that trip. I don't want to, where I'm going is not that interesting. I'm just going home. But yeah, it does make a difference, the cleaning. And I never... Before I worked with you guys, I never would have thought about cleaning it my windshield with anything other than like a Windex product. The scrub never would have thought about it. And I remember vividly it was a trip to we took a trip to Florida. So I had a lot of dead bug stuff on my windshield that I couldn't even see. And when you guys said to do that, boom, it's instant.
Yep, okay. Night and day difference.
Absolutely. So you can email us, thecarshowdetroit@gmail.com. You can call us 1-866-365-7746 every Thursday around 4 o'clock. We will be here answering your questions on The Car Show. The Car Show is brought to you in part by Motorad, manufacturer of direct OEM replacement parts for today's demanding evaporative emission system. For cleaner emissions, optimal efficiency and performance, and a greener future, trust Motorad's evaporative emissions program. You can learn more at motorad.com. And by the new Peak Titanium Antifreeze Plus Coolant. Featuring an advanced formula that cleans and protects against corrosion, Peak Titanium is compatible with any color or type of antifreeze and coolant. Learn more at peakauto.com. Diesel owners know if you take care of your engine, it's going to return the favor. Hotshot Secret formulates additives to help prevent problems and to boost performance. Diesel Extreme cleans injector deposits while EDT increases fuel economy by up to 7.3%. Scientifically proven by third-party testing. testing. Add Hot Shot Secret at your next fill-up to get the most out of your diesel. Hot Shot Secret products are available nationwide at AutoZone, Advanced Auto Parts, Walmart, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and online at HotShotSecret.com.
Back to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
You can join us via email, thecarshowdetroit@gmail.com. You could call us. We tape every Thursday afternoon around 4 o'clock, 866-365-7746. You can call that number. We're sitting right here. We're waiting for your calls. here's one, Dan. This is kind of an interesting question from Cecilia. She wants to buy a midsize SUV, she says, but her son works at a transmission shop, and she says to hear him tell it, all transmissions are bad. So she's looking for advice on a quality SUV. She says she's retiring next April, and she wants to get something that she could depend on for a very long time.
Right. Well, you know, Brian, overall, yes, there have been problems over the years with different transmissions, with upgrades and things breaking, but the bottom line to all transmission failures normally is because of lack of service. People don't maintain the transmission. And sometimes I blame the manufacturer because they say, well, you don't have to mess with it for 100,000 miles.
Yeah.
You know, that's all based on your driving habits. If you're driving, 300-400 miles a week, putting on, 1,200 to 1,600 miles, you might be able to squeak out that a little bit longer because, believe it or not, your highway driving is not your severe duty driving. Your severe duty driving would be city, stop, and go.
Yeah.
We have a lot of heat. The transmission is overheat, is overworked. The fluid raises in temperature. So your driving habits are going to dictate that. So if you're going to be the type of person that you do about 1,000 miles, we'll say, or 800 miles a month, I would change, especially in a small SUV or a midsize SUV, I would change it every 30,000 miles. In fact, more and more, and again, being in this industry for 50 plus years, I have seen a lot in what happens. Yeah. And you'll read, that's why when you go to a shop, and they recommend that you should have your transmission fluid or your oil changed, don't think that they're just trying to make a sale. They're doing it because of a reason. If you have 60,000 miles and it's never been touched, it's not a bad idea to change the transmission fluid. Now, a lot of vehicles today have a filter or a screen, but it's internal in the transmission. So, Brian, I know like in your vehicle, your Chevrolet Equinox, you have a drain plug on that transmission. And then you go into have it changed or service, they'll be able to pull the plug, they'll measure it, and probably replace 4.5 or 5 quarts. That's the best thing to do if you want to prolong the life of the transmission. And of course, I would always recommend when you service the transmission that you use a supplement. In fact, you could use one of Hot Shot Secret. You could use it's called Shift Restore. And what it is, it's an automatic transmission protectant and cleaner. So, it's going to have wear protection properties. You're going to have smoother gear changes. It's going to eliminate some noise and bring down operating temperatures and even eliminate the rust and corrosion. Because keep in mind that if you're a stop and go person, it takes heat to dissipate the condensation that forms, whether it's in the crankcase of your engine or whether it's in your transmission. So it, just like you would have a glass of ice water, we'll say during the summer months, you see how that just builds up and sweats.
Yep.
Well, the same thing happens to the inside of your crankcase or even in your transmission. You do have that condensation there. So your transmission's vented. Your engine has a positive crankcase ventilation systems where it can actually dissipate that. So what you're doing by servicing your transmission, with the stop and go driving, you're eliminating and getting rid of any of them byproducts that will end up in the bottom of the transmission pan itself.
So what I'm hearing here is what you're recommending to Cecilia is which midsize SUV you buy doesn't really matter. You pick the one you really like, but you do the maintenance on it, transmission, oil, all of it. You do the proper maintenance, and you shouldn't have to worry about your transmission.
Right. And again, over the years, Brian, everything I've seen, in fact, I have in my area, I have a friend that has been a manager of a transmission shop, and it's the same thing. People just don't service that transmission.
Oh, absolutely.
And of course, at that point, it's too late. The damage is done.
Yep. So Cecilia, don't worry. Pick the car you like and just do the proper maintenance. Right?
Right.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. Here's one from Douglas. He's got a Ford Explorer Eddie Bauer Edition 2002. 4.6 liter, 270,000 miles. He said there's a low-level hum that seems to be coming from the rear of the vehicle when he's at highway speeds. Took it to a local shop. They didn't find anything conclusive, but they pointed out he had a differential that had a seal leak, not a significant leak. So he asked the differential lube level could be checked and replaced. He says the mechanic was emphatic that due to the age and miles of the vehicle, he would not recommend the service. He checked with his Ford dealer. They indicated that they would service the component. The differential, he said, has never had a lube change. He wants to know what you would recommend.
Well, I would recommend also change it. Keep in mind that if he had a little bit of seepage around the seal, by changing the fluid, which in that case, it's going to be maybe a 75 weight, 90 weight synthetic gear lube, by mm-hmm. changing it, it may eliminate that seal leak, because you're starting off with new oil, and that oil is going to be able to soften that seal and stop that little bit of seepage that's coming out. So absolutely, I would service the differential. But on the other issue, you know, sometimes it's very, very difficult to find a humming noise in the back, especially on an all-wheel drive vehicle. Mainly because of the fact that, you don't have the load on the system. But what I use, I have, believe it or not, an electronic stethoscope that has little sensors that you can actually magnetically attach to each wheel. And driving it down the road, you'll be able to listen and you'll be able to see which part of the car is making the noise. So if we don't see any indication at all that it's coming from the rear wheel bearings or mm-hmm. the front wheel bearings, and we can be assured that there may be a little bit of whine. But keep in mind too, by servicing that transmission, if the whine is there, it may not make it any better, but it may prevent further failure to the differential.
Yeah, servicing the differential is never going to be a bad thing, whether it's causing the low-level hum he's hearing or not. So doing that, yes, one way or the other, but then figure out where that hum is really coming from. It may not even be the differential, is what you're saying.
That's correct. It could be one of the wheel bearings.
Wow. So, and it seems like the guy who says he adamantly, emphatically said he wouldn't do it is wrong too.
Right. Well, you know, it'd be a little bit different if they're, in his case, he was talking about his transmission with 270,000 miles and he never changed it. Yeah. I think I would stay away from that.
Yeah.
You know, the damage is already done. And sometimes if you change that oil, you know, transmission fluid has a lot of detergents and dispersants, and it could actually clean too much too soon. And then you may end up with a problem.
Okay. We have time for one more quick one. This is from Pat. She doesn't tell us. She just says she has a new vehicle. And she said she's heard that it's a good idea to have her new vehicle rust proofed. She asked what we would recommend. And then she said, this appears to be an annual procedure. Is this correct?
Well, it depends on what you use. There are many different types of undercoatings and rust proofing out there where it's applied once, and it's a lot of it may be like a paraffin wax base. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that over time will peel off, but the one that comes to mind that you have to most likely do yearly would be a New Hampshire oil undercoating. And what their process is a little bit different because of the fact that they're spraying on a material that will actually seep into all the cracks and crevices and actually migrate into where these spot welded areas are. And depending on where you're at, and how often you drive, it doesn't necessarily have to be reapplied every year. Sometimes they can do a minor touch up. So it's all based on, we'll say for an example, Michigan roads, dirt roads, that are pretty bad. That may become a problem where you may have to have it done more often. But if you're mainly on expressway driving, you may not have to worry about that whatsoever.
NHOilundercoating.com. We'll see you next week. This week's Talking Batteries is brought to you by Clarios. Think your battery's failing? Well, don't get stuck somewhere. There are quick and easy ways to test your battery's strength and catch problems before they leave you stranded. There are some simple DIY battery care tips that can dramatically increase your battery's lifespan, and you can do them yourself. No mechanic required. Remember, it's heat and vibration that kill a battery, but you don't realize it until it gets cold. You can learn how to make sure your battery is ready for the extreme heat and the extreme cold and keep you starting strong all year long. Are you going to give your vehicle a little break? There are some great ways to store your battery so when you're ready to drive again, it will be too. All these tips and more are all right there at autobatteries.com, powered by Clarios, of course. Battery testing, battery maintenance, jump starting, replacing batteries. It's all right there with helpful how-to videos to let you see the job before you dive in. We use it all the time, and you're going to love it too. It's autobatteries.com.